Dave Moore on Today FM.
The most important woman in the station has just walked in, dressed head to toe in yellow. She's bright. She's exciting. It is Sunita. Hi, Sunita. How are
you? Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Especially on this day, because this is a day where we're not accepting that Blue Monday is a thing.
We're certainly not. We're head to toe in yellow.
We're bright.
Doing Yellow Monday.
Yes, we're keeping it as happy as we possibly can. Listen, you are here because starting tomorrow night, you will have a run until Saturday of Now That's What I Call a Musical.
That's right.
Which, when I heard that, I was like, of course, it's such a perfect idea. But of course, someone has to actually have the brains to do it. But somebody did have the brains to do a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So for someone who's sitting here listening now, and I've got lots of people at the other side of these microphones, they don't know what this is about. So explain what this musical is.
Okay, so it's an 80s reunion. That's the storyline.
Right.
Two best friends. They go back to their hometown. I think it's in Birmingham.
Right.
And they relive a lot of moments, but there's also a lot of throwing back. So you have them played as older and younger.
If it was a film, it'd be flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
We're getting that on stage.
Live flashbacks.
Amazing.
Which I might be a little part of.
I'm not sure if I'm
a flashback or if I'm a premonition, but I'm something. But I make an appearance as part of this thing. But the storyline is amazing. We can all relate to it. That sort of your diehard, ride or die friend
amazing.
That you've grown up with. And then you meet up and you go back and you see your past loves, boyfriends. And
isn't it funny how music, when you think about that ride or die person, that person that you grew up with, like, isn't it strange how music plays such a key role in that relationship?
Especially, I think, for my generation. Mm. It's like, you know where you were. I speak to people afterwards at the stage door. They know where they were. They remember buying those songs, you know, on that Saturday with their pocket money. And
yes.
It's just, it's really nostalgic, but it's really funny as well. The script is hilarious. And of course, Craig Revel-Horwood has done the choreography
and
people directing.
Yeah, we'll know him from Strictly Come Dancing, of course. X Factor winner Sam Bailey's in it.
Sam joins the cast this week as well. So it's the first time I've worked with Sam since X Factor.
Yes.
I mean, obviously we're friends, so I've seen her, but it's the first time working together.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. And that voice, killing it.
Totally.
But I mean, you know, just song after song, you're just like, oh my gosh, there's gold.
Yeah, I was going to say, what were your favourite songs in it?
One of my favourite songs in it is Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, what a song.
And the version of it, there's a young girl, it's her first job actually, who plays a young April, and it's incredible, spine-tingling. But there's a lot going on. It's very camp, it's very fun, it's very energetic.
Yeah.
And you can get up and dance, but what's nice is that there is a proper storyline as well.
Of course, it's not just song after song, there's actually the story written around it. Look, a lot of people will know you for lots of different things, so I think we'll get on to the X Factor thing in a minute, because I have lots to ask you about that. But So Macho, that song has got such a dear place in my heart
all those years ago.
It really has. What are your memories of that time in your life?
I mean, it was like suddenly getting the keys to every city in the world.
Yeah.
Because you certainly got the keys to every club.
Yes, that's for sure. That's the key to the city.
And it was great. I mean, you know, to be part of the whole Hit Factory thing. Mm. I mean, but to have a hit record, do Top of the Pops, go to clubs and people are playing your music. I mean, there's just nothing like it. Nothing compares, really.
No.
But that's why this is fun, because you get to do it again. And
to relive
I keep
all
meeting
that.
People who will literally say, you know, So Much was the first record I bought, or, you know, we used to do this dance
routine. My sisters had a dance routine for So Much, they genuinely did. On a Sunday afternoon, they'd make us all sit down and go, okay, go on.
Yeah, and you think, who would have thought, like, So Much, because, you know, it's not exactly a classic, but it's just really embedded in people's childhood memories. And so I'm loving it. I'm very proud of So Much.
You should be.
Because there was a time when we were, you know, people tried to make us feel a bit ashamed of our little 80s.
About that 80s thing,
Now I'm like fully owning it.
I love it. Let's talk about X Factor, because a lot of people will have seen you of a certain vintage, maybe don't remember So Much, or maybe even heard it since.
Yeah.
But those younger people who will have seen you on the television with Simon in judges' houses and working through X Factor and all that, and your appearance, of course, on I'm a Celebrity as well. But go back to X Factor for a second then. Tell us about what that environment is like when it's you, Simon, and you're deciding the fates of these young singers. And I just imagine, it's not that I feel sorry for you guys, but there's a huge amount of pressure on you guys.
You know what? It's funny. It's pressure, but actually it's really excitement.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm not just saying this because I'm here and I'm in Ireland, but it makes sense. But can you imagine sitting poolside and five young kids come out and sing Torn at you as if they are baby, hungry baby lions.
Yeah.
And it's One Direction.
Yeah.
I mean,
the genesis of that. You're there for that.
You just off. You know that.
Did you know then? Honestly, did you know when that?
Swear to God, I literally was like, "Oh my God, Simon, this is it."
This has
you could just imagine every little girl, every little boy in the world, either wanting to be them and just falling in love with them. And you know, I mean, they were all gorgeous. They were all singing. They were so cute. It's like looking at, it was like looking at a litter of puppies who could sing.
Who could sing. They sure could sing.
Everybody's going to love them.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you're not really making hard decisions sometimes.
Okay.
You're kind of being given the privilege to discover, like,
and to kind of funnel these through to something magical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, look, we had the terrible news of Liam Payne's passing.
Yeah.
And but it just goes to show how difficult life can be if on paper it seems like you have everything.
Yeah.
It can also be really tough.
Yeah. And it's just like, I think we've all been shaken so hard by that.
Mm.
And all we can do is just remember him, remember his music and, you know, the good that he did while
Absolutely.
He was here, that short life.
Totally. Yeah. One of the other people that you worked with, of course, apart from Mr. Niall Horan, the Irishman, is you worked with Louis. And
yes.
Louis Walsh
the other
is
Irishman.
Another Irishman. Man near and dear to all of our hearts. How much crack did you have with Louis?
I mean, I can't even tell you, he is the funniest person on the planet. People don't realize.
No, they don't.
I think on X Factor, he looked like, you know, it looked like Simon was always going, "Oh, Louis," and putting him off for, you know, crying and being emotional. But he has the sharpest wit and he's the funniest person ever. And he's such a loyal friend as well.
Mm.
I mean, Louis used to bring me to Dublin when I was a teenager and take me to all the clubs and all
okay,
my gigs.
Okay, wow.
And he'd take me to, he took me on a pub crawl once and gave me Guinness with blackcurrant juice in it, which at least made it drinkable for me.
For some people, you know, that's the only way. Yeah, absolutely.
But we have just been through so much together. Mm. And when I see Louis, like if he walked in here now, instead of running and hugging each other, we both just crack up laughing.
Right.
There's something about
that's a great way to have a relationship.
We just start laughing when we see each other because it all comes flooding back.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. Well, look, we look forward to whatever it is you're doing next after. Now, that's what I call a musical. And we look forward to seeing what you're doing. But before I let you go, can we just do a quick fire round of questions I do with all my guests? Okay, so I do this with everybody I speak to.
Okay.
What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm currently up. So I'm very late to the party, yeah. I know, but I'm just watching my first series of Traitors.
Of Traitors,
but I've
okay.
started on the current series.
Oh, you're starting right now? Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
Oh my goodness.
You're loving it.
Literally, I am glued to it. I already know who's going to win. I think Charlotte's going to win.
Okay.
Because when Mina said, "Let's win together and share the money," Charlotte's face was like, "I don't think so."
Oh, she's not going to share
she's
it.
She's got
right.
a little, you know, a little hidden fire in there.
Okay.
Yes.
But you know, there's an Irish version coming very soon as well, so that you'll have to watch that towards the end
that.
Of the year.
I could pretend I was somebody.
You're a bit too famous for that, Celine, I'll be honest with you.
You're like the girl who's doing the fake Irish Welsh accent. Yeah. I could have an Irish accent.
An Irish accent.
Call myself Malone.
Have you got an Irish accent? Can you try it?
To be fair.
It's not bad, fairness.
The other thing you Consultatu.
Consultatu. Time ago, Margaret Douglas-Hufain.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Amen.
Man, Colleen.
See, and my name is Sunita Malone.
Sunita Malone, of course.
See?
Yeah, there's Irish
so
roots
get
there.
Get me on that show.
Who is the most famous? You're not allowed to say Simon Cowell.
Okay.
Who is the other most famous person in your phone?
Ooh, the other most famous person. So, can I say Louis?
No. So we're okay, going to park Louis and Simon.
Louis,
obviously, they
Simon.
Are super famous.
Hello, Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl. Yeah, okay, great Cheryl. Answer. Amazing.
Yeah.
Think back to when you were about 8 years old in school.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have school lunches or did you bring a lunch with you?
I had lunch at school because I was a boarder.
Oh, you're a boarder.
I know. Terrible yeah. mother. Imagine sending
her 8-year-old
to boarding school.
But what did you have for dinner or for lunch? Was that nice?
I used to like the puddings.
Okay.
I didn't really like the main courses.
The meal itself, yeah.
But I liked apple crumble with custard. I liked trifle, you know.
Who
spotted
doesn't?
Spotted dick.
Yeah.
Bread and butter pudding.
Oh, bread and butter pudding.
You know, it was all good stuff.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And the final question, which is a little odd, so go with me on this one, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason I ask is because I don't.
Okay.
So I'm admitting this.
Okay.
But I want to know, Sunita, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Of course. How do you not wash your legs?
I've never washed my legs.
Well, who washes your legs for?
Nobody. I don't have somebody to wash my legs for me. I just let gravity
you just
and
let the water
everything
roll.
Just take... No. Look, I know, for example, so I had our Ireland rugby captain in the other day, okay? Mm. Caelan Doris. And I explained to him, okay, if you play rugby, you have to wash your legs, right?
Because you get mud on your legs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of the scale, say if somebody like yourself, perhaps, I don't know if you do, but maybe you might shave your legs in the shower. Some people, I say, park all that. Park if they're filthy. Park if you're exfoliating, whatever. Yeah. If you're just nipping into the shower before you go and do something, are you washing your legs?
Always, because I have like the mitt, you know, the gloves.
Oh, the gloves, the sort of yeah. Glove.
And also, when you use that, it makes your skin all silky and smooth. You've got to try. I'm going to get you some gloves.
Get me some mitts.
You're going to be like, I'm just taking a shower, washing my legs.
With Sunita's gloves. Sunita, thank you so much for coming in. You're an absolute legend. Don't forget, you will catch Sunita in the Borgosh Energy Theatre from tomorrow night, the 21st of January, up until Saturday, the 25th. And now that's what I call a musical.
And if you win the tickets and you come tomorrow night, say hi to me afterwards.
Stage door. Go and say hi to Sunita. And actually, win those tickets. Suggest on 087-4100-102. WhatsApp voice notes only, please. Send in your voice note and tell us what is your favourite song from the Now That's What I Call albums. Whichever era it is, let us know. If it's the most recent one or if it's one from the noughties, let us know. 087-4100-102. We'll get your song played on the radio before 12 o'clock and we'll give you the chance to win those tickets. Sunita, thank you so much for coming in. You're a legend.
You.
See ya. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.